Hey guys,
it's Jacqueline.
I'm back. It is Wednesday, hump day. Week's halfway over. That means Friday's just around the corner. Hope you guys have some fun plans planned. Yeah, let's jump right into it. I wanted to do a shout out first. If you guys, most of you guys have known, I have created an Instagram page. Real life Instagram page, and I said for the first 10 followers to follow me, I would shout them out. So I want to give a really big shout out and thank you to Allie, Annie, Caitlin, Nessa, Jasmine, Jean, Jenna, Lynn, Priscilla, and Liz. Thank you guys so much for supporting me, and you know, for sticking around, not getting annoyed with me, and following me, because I'm telling you guys, there's going to be some big things coming. I'm in the works with a lot of things, a lot of ideas that I have, and I'm just super excited. So I hope you guys all stick around. So today we are going to kind of talk about self-love. Yeah, tough topic. I know it can be, for sure. I know that self-love is a very, you know, common thing nowadays. People don't have it. People have it. People wonder, man, how does that person, you know, post that picture? And I can't do that. And trust me, I feel the same way. I can't do it either. I'm very much, I do have self-confidence issues. I'm there with you guys. And I know some of you guys have that. But again, you don't want to admit it, right? So I'll admit it. I have self-confidence issues. I am obsessed with going to the gym because I think that it's going to make me look better. Yeah, obviously it's going to, but you have to put in work, right? You can't just go to the gym once or twice a week and think that you're going to see results, because that's not how it happens. Then sometimes when you're at the gym, you see these girls that are like the size of toothpicks, and you're like, damn, I've been coming here for like 4 years and I'm not even that size. But that's okay, because we were all made different, right? God made us different for a reason, okay? And I know from experience, actually, like last week, I think it was, I was having doubts about myself. I was having doubts about all the amount of time that I was putting into the gym, and I wasn't seeing any results. So therefore, I shouldn't eat, right? I should just eat lettuce, because there's no calories in lettuce and there's no calories in celery, so let me just eat that. And no. So number one, if you want to lose weight, you have to eat, because if you don't eat, you're going to actually gain weight. It's a fun fact I learned a couple years ago. I didn't believe it, but it's true. So basically, what I want to tell you guys is everyone is made different. Right? You guys should think that you are enough, because you are enough. You guys need to believe in yourself. You guys need to look in the mirror every day and say, man, I am beautiful. I might not be a size 2. I might not be a size 0, right? But I'm me, and that's okay. And maybe you know, we all want to look better. We all want to feel better, right? But it takes time. And you also are going to feel so much better if you guys have self-love. Because I believe that you glow differently when you actually are happy. Okay? When you are actually happy, you glow differently. So I tried for a couple days of getting rid of Instagram. Because I kept seeing all these models, these fitness models, everything. People rich, people have this that I don't have, and I was getting really down, because it's like, I work so hard for things, and things just don't come easily, right? You have to work for it, but that's okay, because that's what we're supposed to work for things. Yeah, it's not fair that some people just get things handed to them. It's awful, right? And then I started, man, my life is awful, it sucks, right? I'm going nowhere. No, babe, you're going somewhere. It might just be taking you a little bit. You might need a little push, but you're going, right? You don't need to be a size 0. If you think you're not finding love because of the way you look, you're wrong. Because there's someone out there that's going to love you just for you, right? If you want a cheeseburger, go eat a damn cheeseburger. You're not going to gain 2 pounds, right? I mean, you might if you eat like 11 of them, but enjoy, right? It's life. You're supposed to enjoy. You're supposed to be happy about your body. You're supposed to be flaunting what you have, because everyone has something different about themselves, and you guys are supposed to share that with everyone, right? We all have different curves. We all have different hairstyles. We all have something different. Like me, my voice. You guys can't tell. My voice is different from a lot of other people's, right? Not a lot of people have the kind of voice I have. It's super annoying. My voice is super annoying. But hey, guess what? I love it. Sometimes. I love it, right? It took a lot of courage for me to start doing these podcasts because of my voice. Because I just felt like I was going to get judged a lot. And a lot of people were going to make fun of it. And don't get me wrong, like, people in the past, they always say something about my voice. Yeah, in the past it hurt me, but now it's just kind of natural. It's something that people just say, and it's kind of like, whatever, yeah, my voice is squeaky, my voice is high-pitched, whatever. But guess what? God made me with this voice for a reason, right? Maybe it was to do these podcasts. Maybe it was to speak to women that are afraid to jump out of their comfort zone or are afraid to do something because the way they look or the way they sound or whatever. It doesn't matter, right? We're all our own people, and we should all own that. We should all own it. It's okay to not be a supermodel and to be rich. You're your own person, girl. Own you. Be you. You want an ice cream? Go eat an ice cream. Right? You don't need to think about, okay, if I eat an ice cream, then I need to spend 4 hours on the treadmill. No, because trust me, I do that. And I am guilty of it. I do it all the time. I still do it. And I shouldn't, but I do. But then there's days where I'm just like, forget about it. I'm getting an ice cream with extra fudge on top, and I ain't even going to the gym tomorrow. I don't even care. Why? Why? Because I have one life, and I'm going to live it. And if I want freaking ice cream, I'm going to get it with extra fudge on it. You bet I am. Size doesn't matter. The kind of clothes you have, the money you have, whatever. We're all going in the ground. Right? We're all going to the exact same place. So it does not matter what you look like. It does not matter what you have. In the end, we're all ending up at the same place. It does not matter. Self-love is such a big thing that people need to understand. And it's very hard to grip onto self-love. And I get that. And I'm still struggling with it, but I'm gripping onto it more than I have been in the past couple of months. I am gripping so, so much more. And I'm understanding that this is my body. This is who I am. This is my life. And I'm okay with it. I am blessed, right? All of us are blessed with something. I am blessed with an amazing mom, amazing friends and family, an amazing fiance. I'm blessed that I was able to own a home at the age of, 19? Granted, I didn't do it by myself. I did it with my significant other, Cody. But at 19, I was able to live on my own, and I was able to do things that maybe not a lot of 19-year-olds could do, right? Yes, I worked hard for it. Yes, I still am working hard for it. But that's my life. Someone else out there has an actual home. I have a duplex, right? It's small. But I love it. It's me, right? It's me. It's no one else. I'm the one that has to live there. I chose to live there, right? I love it. Guys, self-love is the most important thing that you women have to hold on to nowadays in this world, because this world is so cold. People will put you down. People will look at you funny. People will make comments at you. Ignore it. Right? Ignore it. Be you. Do what you want to do, because that's what you want to do. You don't need to be doing things because of social media or because someone doesn't like the way you dress. I dress half the time like a bum because that's how I'm comfortable. I hate dressing up. I hate doing my makeup. One, I don't even know how to do makeup. I hate wearing heels. One, I guess I can't even wear heels because I'd break my ankle. I'm a klutz. I like my Vans. I like my sweats and my sweaters and my hair in a bun. That's just who I am. And that's okay. And yeah, I've struggled with that in the past couple weeks. Like, man, maybe I should be dressing up more. Maybe people will like me more. No. Obviously, I have friends. Obviously, my family still loves me for the way I've been dressing for years and years and years, right? And I don't think I should change now. Why change now? Because I'm feeling a certain way? Because that's how I'm feeling in the moment, that I should just change? No. Yeah, of course, sometimes I dress up and I feel awesome. But don't get me wrong, I love it when I get to come home, take off that bra, put on my PJs and a big old hoodie with my hair up, take off my makeup. I'm happy. That's how I'm happy. I love it. I like being comfortable in my own skin. That is the biggest thing. I love, love, love being comfortable in my own skin. And you guys should too. I struggle with acne a lot. And I've been going to the dermatologist for like silk peels on my face. And they're freaking awesome. But I didn't do it for like social media thing. I did it because I want to feel better about myself. And it's something natural. And I don't have to wake up, because I don't want to wear makeup. I don't like wearing makeup. And what made me actually come and want to tell you guys this is, like, when you do these silk treatments, you actually have to, it gets worse before it gets better, right? So some mornings I wake up and I'm like, holy shit, I have like a huge one right now on my cheek, and I like get so embarrassed, like walk out of the house. But it's like, we all have pimples, right? We all have pimples. They're there, they come and they go. Especially when you're hormonal, they come and they go, right? They're just pimples, right? That's all they are. And yeah, it sucks to have it on your face, because that's the only thing you think people are looking at, or a cold sore, or whatever it might be. But it's going to go away. It might take 7 years, or at least it feels like it, right? Because sometimes it's all, I've had this one on my face for like 2 days, and I feel like it's been on my face for like my whole life. But no one's looking at it. I just think people are, because it's on my face, and that's the thing that I notice more. No one else is probably even giving a shit on that it's on my face. No one probably cares. Guys, self-love. Have it. Own it. Be you. Do what you want to do. There is no shame. No shame in how you look. You guys are all beautiful. All my followers, you guys are beautiful. Inside and out. Personalities, inside and out. Don't let people judge you. If they do, brush it off. Right? You were put here on this planet, on this earth, to make a difference. You were put on here not to take bullshit, bull crap from people. You were here to be you. You were here to live your life and no one else's, and not for anyone else. All right, guys? Go with this for tonight. Be true to you. Have self-love. Look in that mirror and tell you that you are beautiful. Tell yourself that, damn, I look good, right? Because you guys do, and I do, and we are all going to have a great Wednesday, because it's almost freaking Friday. All right, guys? So, hey, do me a favor. Tell your friends about me. Have them tune in. Have them listen. Go follow my Instagram page. I'll put it in the link. I'm really, really trying to get this going. I want to help women. I want to help girls. I just want to be real with you guys. I just want to tell you guys things and talk with you. And I want you guys to communicate with me as well. And if you guys have any, you know, things that you want me to talk about, comments, please leave them, okay? Share with me. Help me do this. Support me, please. Because I really, really have some great plans, great ideas out there. And I just want to share them with you all. All right, guys. Till next time. Love ya. Bye.